Hey, this is Lord Siljan, Holistic Thinking Ninja speaking. I'm back. This time, maybe I should go in English. Yes, let's do English tonight for all my English speaking friends out there. This is day 5 of Almedalen. And I've been home after a very fantastic night out. I'm walking home by the sea here in the west coast of Gotland and Limestone Island in the middle of the Baltic Sea, with a fantastic, almost never setting sun. It really never gets dark. I just been out with one of my best friends, Martin Jorda. And we walked home by the sea all night, talking about what's really important in life. Friendship and meaning. And we talked about the deathbed exercise, if you can write down your 5 biggest regrets of your life on your deathbed, and you do that exercise when you're not on your deathbed, you really get to know yourself and what's important in life. We talked about the meaning of work and the future. Most of the conventions and seminars and workshops I've been to here in Almedalen, it's surprisingly enough, because I'm a futurist and thinks about the future philosopher, has been all about the future. The present future, the coming future, or the future, the far future, like 15 years. How should we build a new, better society that works sustainably, both ecologically, economical, and social sustainability? And that's all what I'm about. How can we build this society together? Because we do it together. No one else is doing it for you. We all have to do it together. And thanks to internet and social media, now we can organize ourselves all over the world to do this work together, like we never have been able to do before. So that's my thought. How should we build this society? And much about Almedalen is about this for me, and finding a place for me where I can do this part of my life that feels really important to me. We talked about yesterday's seminar called Busy Doing Nothing. That is named after a Swedish song for the Eurovision contest by a band called Ace Wilder. It's made it to the second place in Sweden for the competition, but it should have won, because the deep philosophical thoughts about the song is what's happening in south of Europe and other parts of Europe, where young people can't get any work anymore. And there are no jobs for young people. Busy, busy, busy doing nothing at all, because they don't feel any meaning. And because of that, they don't feel any meaning doing the work they can't get. Many people don't feel any meaning doing the work they can get. And that's what it's all about. How should we make life meaningful for all citizens in our society all over the world? What's important in life? And it was a very good seminar about that yesterday, named that, and with Andrew McAfee from the US. And he didn't get what the title of the seminar was about. But when I explained it, because the Eurovision, he's watched Eurovision sometimes, explain it, what it was about. So it's a pity that that Swedish song didn't make it into the Eurovision finals with the because that would have been a much better impact, because it's, this is what all the young people all over Southern Europe is thinking about now. And maybe we have gotten their words to it. And it's a very, very good song as well. And maybe you, Christer Björkgren, if you're listening, I danced with you yesterday on stage when SVT played the DJ battle in Almedalen. So that's for you too. I will send this link to you. I'm thinking about what would have happened if Busy Doing Nothing would have won the Swedish finals and made it to the, into the Eurovision Song Contest. Also, we took a picture, me and Martin, here in the never-ending sunset sunrise with a bright pink sky in the background. I will post it as the picture for this podcast. I now have two whole days left here in Almedalen, and this is the best days, because it started tonight. All the seminars has died off and all the busy people has left Almedalen and left of us. It's not so busy, because this is the best part. This is the best when we connect with friends, meet new friends, and you mingle and you go philosophical all day for Friday and Saturday. And you make plans for years for the rest of the year and so forth. So that's if you're a busy puppet, you do the busy days here. And you maybe you learn a thing or two, you make one or two connections, and then you're home to your busy life, and you continue running around in the, like a squirrel. But this is the most two important days, when you have the deep talks with your best friends and get connections like I have today with Martin Jord, tonight with Martin Jord. So this is the essence of Almedalen, the best part. Thursday night, Friday night and Saturday night. If you do it right, you can do it wrong as well. But I think we did it right tonight, me and Martin. Yes, so that's what Almedalen is about. What's more to come? I met some great people. I've danced tonight as well. And I learned some people, the importance of putting on the high switch, like I talked about yesterday in Swedish. When you dance the trance music, you have the ability to switch on the dance, the high switch in your brain. As you can find out more about it when you listen to Jonathan Haidt's talk on RSR, his book. Of course, we did a lunch beat today also, and about, it was a half an hour, 30 minutes, and about 15 minutes into it, I felt my hive switch coming on. And I described it as, it feels like a waterfall on your skin that starts from your head and zippers down along your body in a stacked feeling. And your tiredness goes away in your body. You feel joy and happiness and compassion amongst the others you're dancing with. And you dance around and you touch them and you high-five them and you hug them and you smile at them and you make them feel like what you feel, because positive emotions is contagious. And when I feel it, I smitten my people around me, even if they are not in the state of trance and the high switch on like I'm in, I still smitten them in joy and happiness. And that's enough for me, even if I wish that more could feel this feeling with me. I will go forth and tell others about this feeling, and I will make them feel it. And I will continue to build and make a better world. That's the goal for me. And that's what I will spend my two remaining days here in Almedalen, making plans for. How can I support myself with doing this thing that I love, making the world a better place. This is Holistic Thinking India, signing out. Good night.